It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am doing really well. Now, Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Evan Kalish of Bayside, New York. I said there is a set of five-letter words that vary by just their middle letter. And if that middle letter is anything from K through O, it makes a common word. However, no other letter can go in the middle to complete a word. What words are these? Well, the words are hokey, holy, homey, honey, and hooey.
There were more than 1,000 correct entries this week, so y'all were on this one. And our winner is Heather Kay of Okemos, Michigan. Congratulations, Heather.
Thank you, Aisha.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
I just painstakingly started listing words until I came across hokey and hooey and was able to fill in the rest.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I was talking to my husband, Brian, and we think it's been about 9 years.
But he didn't do it this week.
I did it.
This is your prize. I know. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I serve the public as a disability examiner. And my husband created quite a little home theater, so we often stream movies and shows at home.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Well, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I'm gonna be.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Heather and Aisha, every answer today is a brand name that spells something in reverse. For example, if I said, what brand of soap that spelled backward becomes a word meaning placed, you would say dial, because backward that spells laid.
Okay.
Here's number one. What brand of laundry detergent backwards spells a word meaning make changes in text?
Tide.
You got to edit backward. A brand of drink mix backward is a flying pest.
Ooh.
And that drink mix is often orange.
Oh, Tang Nat. Yes.
Tang and Nat. Good job. A brand of canned meat backward makes contents of an atlas.
Oh. Spam and maps.
You got it. A brand of chewable antacid tablets. Backward spells some obscene material.
Tums and smut.
You got
okay.
it. A brand of cosmetics and skincare products. Backward spells an exploding star.
Avon Nova.
Good. Brand of rental cars. And backward, it's part of the Hindu Trinity.
Ooh, Avis? Siva?
Correct. Forward, it's a bygone Swedish car. And backward, it's sounds of sheep.
Oh, Saab? Baz?
Yes. Forward, it's a brand of bottled water. And backward, it's easily fooled.
Oh, Evian and Naive.
That's it. Forward, it's a Japanese brand of watches and clocks. And backward, it's natives of the Sooner State. The Sooner State, it's the one with Tulsa.
Tulsa? What are they? What are they called? Oh, Oklahomans?
Yes. Uh-huh. What's the informal term for that?
Oh, I think you stumped us both.
Yeah, I'm sorry to that state. What
okay,
is that?
Well, the Japanese brand of watches and clocks is Seiko. And backward, that spells Okies.
Okay, yeah, you got us on that one. Yeah, you got us on that
okay.
one.
How about a brand of wafer cookies? And backward, it's a bold poker bet.
I was thinking something called Nilla.
Yes, what is that backward?
Allen, L-I?
All in,
oh,
all
in. Oh, I get it.
There you go. I've got one more. This one is phonetic. It's a candy bar consisting of a wafer covered with chocolate. And backward, it's a bit of strategy.
Oh, yeah. The ad's like, break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat.
There you go. And then phonetically, backward, what do you get?
Tactic.
Tactic, is it?
Tactic. Oh,
tricky.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice job, guys.
You did an awesome job because you were getting them really quick. How do you feel?
That was really fun. I'm really pleased to have this opportunity to say hi to both of you.
Thank you so much. We're glad to have you here. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Heather, what member station do you listen to?
WKAR East Lansing.
That's Heather Kay of Okemos, Michigan. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Aisha. Thank you, Will.
Thanks.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Michael Schwartz of Florence, Oregon. Think of a type of exercise equipment in three syllables. Remove the two middle letters and you'll name a means of transportation. What words are these? So again, a type of exercise equipment in three syllables. Drop the two middle letters and you'll get the name of a means of transportation. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.